The United States is deepening its role in Colombia's war against Marxist rebels and drug traffickers. Under a new accord, the U.S. gets access to 7 military bases. American aircraft and servicemen will be deployed on at least 2 of those bases. The Colombians say the accord will help them. Across Latin America, the plan has generated alarm. Presidents from as far away as Argentina criticize what they call an expanded and unwelcome American presence. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Puerto Salgar, Colombia.
Air traffic controllers at the Germán Olano Air Base here in central Colombia prepare planes for takeoff. Moments later, Colombian fighters take to the sky. Since 1933, Germán Olano has been a busy airbase, the country's most important, one coveted by American military planners. There are transport planes and surveillance aircraft, a 10,000-foot runway for the biggest of planes, and hangars where mechanics keep Colombia's Air Force active in this country's long drug war. Now, Germán Olano is about to get a lot busier. Under a soon-to-be-signed agreement, American AWACS and P-3 surveillance planes will be based here, along with American pilots, mechanics, mission planners, and commanders, perhaps as many as 200 people. Brigadier General Guillermo León is the commander here. Standing at the top of the control tower, he points to a vast field of green, a field that will soon be paved over.
Entonces, mire. Lo que va a ser la expansión de eso es esta área. Si ve la malla aquí, ¿no?
The fence you see, the general says, will be moved and a new tarmac will be added. There will be an operations building and a new control tower. General León says the American planes will fly over Colombia and the Pacific, searching out drug trafficking aircraft and boats.
No va a haber una base de los Estados Unidos acá. Eso debe ser claro.
He also stresses that the base will not be an American one, and neither will the other bases where the U.S. will have access. Here in Germán Olano, General León says he'll be in command, and all American missions will need Colombian approval. American officials say the U.S. already uses Colombian installations and that its planes already fly over Colombia. That this agreement simply makes formal a string of old agreements with Colombia. That's not the way President Hugo Chavez in neighboring Venezuela sees it.
Tú estás abriéndole tu casa a un enemigo de tu vecino.
Colombia is opening its home to an enemy of Venezuela, the populist leader says, an aggressor against Venezuela. He's talking about the United States. His response was no surprise to Colombia or Washington. Chavez frequently accuses the U.S. of having diabolical designs on his oil-rich country. But governments throughout South America have also expressed concern, convening a special summit today in Argentina to discuss the matter with Colombian President Álvaro Uribe. Among the countries opposed to the base plan is Ecuador, Colombia's southern neighbor, a country that Colombia bombed last year when Colombian rebels were camped just inside Ecuador's border. Miguel Carvajal is Ecuador's Minister for External Security.
Nosotros pensamos que aquello va mucho más allá.
Carvajal says he believes the bases are for much more than fighting traffickers and rebels. His government and others say they know next to nothing about the base agreement. And in fact, it was negotiated in secrecy, say Colombian and American legislators. They too contend they've been kept in the dark.
I haven't been briefed and I haven't read very much about what the intention of these agreements with Colombia regarding military bases are.
That's Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern from Massachusetts. He says USAID to Colombia should be debated because of the Colombian military's poor human rights record. Here in Colombia, Senator Juan Manuel Galán says he's failed to learn details about the agreement, even though he sits on an important security and defense committee.
We have received a few pieces of information regarding the agreement, but we haven't received the whole agreement.
In fact, Galán says he now has more questions and more doubts than ever before. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Puerto Salgar, Colombia.